7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to Lamone, Iowa, where this evening, in the heart of America Athletic Conference, it's a college basketball doubleheader as the Benedictine Ravens are being hosted by the Graceland University Yellow Jackets. Hello again, everybody, with our duo back at the K-Radio Sports Studios. That's right, it's the Brent and Brian Show back in the studios, pushing the buttons and sliding the sliders and all of that stuff. Guys, appreciate your work producing and engineering here to start the game tonight. Tom Counter here, courtside, and the public address announcer. You can hear him in the background. He's introducing the starters to the crowd on hand. Allow me to introduce them to you. First of all, for the home team, the Grayson Yellow Jackets. They come into the ball game this evening at 7-13 on the season. They are 5-11 in conference play under head coach Willie Scott. And they're going to be starting Kamani Freeman, a 5'5" sophomore out of Sarasota, Florida. Natonia Russell from St. Louis, Missouri, a junior at 5'9". 5'8" sophomore Sophia Rodriguez from Berwyn, Illinois. Out of Lubbock, Texas, it's at 5'6". It's the senior Avery Walker Henry. And running it out in the middle from Ecuador at 6 foot tall, the junior Genesis Alacon. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens and head coach Chad Folsom, his assistant Andy Connolly. Benedictine is not starting those five seniors tonight. A little bit of a switch up. We'll talk about that as the Lady Ravens will be going, of course, with Kennedy Nicholson, a 5'6" senior from Goddard, Kansas. Lauren Dubert from Beloit at 5'7", a senior. Senior Josie Weiser from JCN out of Nortonville, 5'11", and Jennifer Jacobs from Wichita, the 6'1" senior. Starting at the five for Benedictine tonight, it's going to be Nicole Stork, the 5'11 sophomore out of Adel, Iowa. The ball is up, the tip is away, and as quickly as that, Kimani Freeman hits a two. And we are literally 6 seconds into the game. Grayson has leaped out to a 2-0 lead. Riley Ridinghouse not with the team tonight, recovering from a little injury that they're hoping that she's going to be well and in good shape to go with the team for the long weekend two games. We'll be talking about those as we go along. Benedictine, here's Josie for three. That thing is online, but a little bit long, and a rebound is on the board. Jennifer Jacob picked it up, kicks it back. Nicholson for three. No. Rebound lost out of bounds, and it'll be off. Benedictine touchline by Nicole Stork. Coming into the game tonight, you look at Grayson, you say, oh, 7-13, 5-11, not too good. Well, I'm going to tell you what, they've got one of the longest winning streaks in the conference going right now. They have won three consecutive games. The only teams who have won more in a row, Mid-America on that 17-game streak, and Grandview, who we'll be seeing here in a few days, who have now won four in a row. Here's a driving shot from the other side. It's going to be up no good. Rebound to down. It's going to be Lauren and Dubert into the forecourt. Dumps it over to the left side to Josie. Weiser top side. Stork will get it to Dubert. Back over to the right to Kennedy. They'll feed underneath to JJ. Backs in. Twist, turns left-handed shot. Up, won't go. Rebounding it down. Here comes Graceland. It'll be Alacorn bringing it up the floor. Genesis will beat it over to the left side, squaring up, launching three, nails it. Wow, from way outside to the delight of the crowd. Walker Henry makes it a 5-0 lead with 8.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine back up with it. Here comes Lauren. Dubert will swing it over to the left side. Kennedy on the left wing now. You'll see her typically, mostly it seems like, on the right side. Jacobs on top, back over to Dubert. She'll step inside, drive in, go up, first point for BC. Lauren Dubert picking up her first two, and it's a 5-2 lead for the Yellow Jackets. We're a couple of minutes into the ballgame. Guys game coming up after this one at about 7:30. The ball's going to be stolen by Stork. Here come the Ravens. Outlet Josie. She'll drive, lean, shoot, can't get it. Rebound, pulled back down by Graceland. Yellow Jackets up the floor, jumping it over to the right side. The kick back on top. The running three set sail. That was too long, and a rebound to Jacobs. She goes to Lauren. Ravens going from right to left across your dial in the opening half. Look away, pass right side, Kennedy. Nicholson with a basketball, back out on top, and it'll go to Josie. She's standing straight away at the top between the circles. dumps it back over to the left to Lauren. Top side, Jacobs, two dribbles, works away to the left, brings it back. Josie goes three again. That one is going to be a little bit short. Rebound chased down in the corner, and it will not be rescued in time. It will come back to the Jackets. The ball coming and playing from deep in the backcourt with 7:20 to go in the opening quarter. Grayson with the basketball leading at 5-2. Up floor with the ball for the Yellow Jackets is going to be Freeman. She'll drive all the way to the baseline just outside the block. Hook shot up, no good. Josie with the board. Brings it down. Skip pass up the floor. Kennedy drives and shoots and scores. Nicholson for two. Benedictine trending by one now at 5-4. And we are going to get a Graceland timeout. Taking a break, man. It's 7:05 to go, quarter number one. We're in Lamoni, Iowa, where it's Grayson's Lady Yellow Jackets 5, Benedictine 4.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, Benedict and Lady Raymond's trailing here. About 3 minutes into the game. Can't get enough of that, can we? I love it. Grayson's going to bring it in. Benedictine started off a little icy from the floor. They're 0 for 3 from outside and only 2 of 7 shooting the ball. Here's Grayson off the left block, and as the shot goes up, we're going to get a traveling violation. Great defense in the middle as Genesis Alacron could not get rid of the ball quickly enough, kind of stumbled forward into the traffic, and Benedictine will bring it in. Lauren Dubert cut up the floor. She's going to be guarded every step by Kimani Freeman. Dubert will go left, now drives into the lane, breaks through the defense, slashes to the bucket and scores. She's got four. And the Lady Ravens, with six consecutive, have taken a one-point lead. 6.5 to go in the first. Driving in, left-hand shot up, no good. Nicholson coming up with the ball. Here she comes, goes over to the left side to Dubert. Dubert, long cross-court pass to Josie, but it's going to be picked off out of the sky by Natonia Russell. Grayson brings it back down, works it over to the right edge. BC will stay with their very traditional player defense. The pass goes deep into the right corner. Drive it across, falling away. The shot is up, no good. Dubert with another rebound. Lauren coming up with the basketball and collision in the backcourt, and we will have a Graceland foul. The whistle is going to be on the Yellow Jackets. It'll be on Audrey Walker Henry. It is her first foul of the ball game by either team, and Benedictine is going to bring out Dubert and Jacobs, checking into the lineup for Coach Folsom. Who are we going to have out there? I see Riley Wade in the game to be inbounding the ball, and Riley Brueggemann will be in the backcourt, and she will take that inbound pass. They're out there with Nicholson and Stork and Weiser. And now the cross-court pass thrown away all alone down the floor. The steal and the bucket by Sophia Rodriguez. And it is a 7-6 Graceland lead with 5:45 to go. Benedictine back up court. Wade very high. The pass in the middle to Stork. Back to Josie. Nicholson, right side, Brueggemann. Right now, Benedictine just crossing through the lane. Now, Brueggemann will drive in the traffic, push it up and in. Riley Brueggemann putting the Lady Ravens back in front at 8-7. And on the upcourt play, we've got a little contact and a foul by Josie Weiser. It'll be her first. It is the first Benedictine foul of the game. Now, Josie will rotate out, and Michaela Bauman checks into the game for Benedictine. Nicholson, Brueggemann, Bauman, Wade, and Stork are your Raven Five. A little over 5 minutes ago, approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter. Here's a very long three. Going to be off the mark. Rebounding it down is Brueggemann. Looking down the floor. Outlet pass up court. Driving it down the left side. Kennedy gets pushed. No foul. No bucket. And BC works it back off on top. Nicholson sidesteps the defender. Dumps it out on top to Michaela. Bauman over to Brueggemann. She'll drive, shoot, give her two more. Riley Brueggemann with four, and Benedictine with its largest lead of the game leads it 10-7. at 4:40 to play in quarter number one. Carmen Morales kicks off her warm-up jersey and runs to the scorer's table. She's set to check in. Scorer's table. Oh, straight away shot for three. Nope. Rebound. Benedictine. Bergman up the floor. Alternates hands in the dribble, swings it over into the corner. Nicholson will attack, goes in, gets knocked to the floor, and there's the foul, putting Kennedy on the free throw line. So for Benedictine, here's kind of what's happening. No one from the outside. Can't buy an outside shot right now. They're still over. But what they are doing is move the ball into the middle. The defense is playing it very close. They're playing a player defense, and that allows the Ravens to pull everyone away. And then with a quick first step, getting inside the defender, they're cutting to the lane, going to the basket, and going for that great high-percentage shot. Now coming to the free throw line, Kennedy Nicholson, first one's going to be off the rim, no good. One more shot coming up here. The foul is on Camilla Barino. If you're keeping your book at home, Nicholson's second free throw, perfect. Kennedy collects her third point of the game. Now, Kennedy will rotate out as the Ravens lead it here 11-7. We'll hope that's a lucky number for Benedictine. The Jackets will bring it up the floor. In the game now is going to be Camilla Barino. We talked about her, the 5'6" senior from Ecuador. There are a couple of players on this team who are Ecuadorian and one Argentinian. Here's a running shot left side. It's going to be up and good. So the bucket on the left side is good for a pair, and the Raven lead trimmed to two. It is 11-9. Here's Carmen Morales out on top, Brueggemann. Doran Dubert is back in. Now the feed, Riley Wade goes underneath to Carmen. Give her two, and Benedictine is dominating in the paint. The bucket by Carmen Morales, her first points of the game. It is 13-9. And again, Benedictine for the second time leads it by four. 3.5 to go in a rapidly moving opening quarter. Around to the left side for Grayson is going to be Walker Henry. Kicks it back off on top to Barino. Barino will swing it over to the left side. Gets it there to Kayla Smalley in the game. And the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Michaela Bauman alertly got a handle the ball, able to deflect it, comes away with it. Riley Brueggemann into the forecourt. Out on top to Wade. Back over to the left side is Dubert. 3 minutes to go in quarter number one. Benedictine with a basketball and a four-point lead here in this women's college basketball game. Underneath is Morales. Dribbles twice. Puts up a shot that goes over the rim. No good. And rebound pulled back down by Barino. Here comes Grayson. And now a steal. Riley Wade will step in front of the ball. And Benedictine will quickly come down the floor and out on top. A travel by Riley. She looks at the official as if, what? And it was very clear. 2:45 to go in the first. I mentioned or started to mention a moment ago the scorer's table. That is because here in Lamoni at Graceland, we are seated by we, I mean me, seated at the scorer's table, just immediately adjacent to the Benedictine bench. So the first chair over is where Coach Folsom would be sitting, if in fact he were sitting, and typically he is not. He isn't right now. Here's a drive to the left side, the running shot. Nicely done. It's going to be up and in. Maxine Ampopo. 13-11. Lady Ravens by two. Benedictine has not been able to put together any kind of a substantial lead here in the early going. This Graceland team clearly improving as the season has gone on. Here's Dubert way back out on top. Ravens will take it around to the right. Shot clock at 11. Lauren for three. Nails it. Dubert from outside. Lauren with seven of Benedictine's. What now? 16 points. And this is the largest Lady Raven lead with a just inside 2 minutes of play in quarter number one. The shot up from the left side will not go for Ampopo. Here comes the Raven. Bergman, directed traffic. Oh, a little behind the back dribble. Lose their defender. Beats it over to the left side of Morales. Carmen outside. Goes inside. The shot up. Good. Wade plus one. So for Riley Wade, her first points of the ball game. We'll wait and see against whom that foul is going to be called. And Benedictine continues to rotate players in and out. The foul is going to be on Kimani Freeman. Kamani's first. Not a lot of fouls in this one. One by Benedictin, three team fouls by Graceland. And coming to the line, it'll be Riley Wade. Riley steps up there, a 5'9" senior for Benedictin, out of Alisa, free throw, got it. Wade with three. It is now 19-11. BC up eight. We're at a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Jackets will swing it over to the right side, way out in front of the Benedictin bench to Kamani Freeman. Right side of the lane, now back and in is going to be Alacron. She'll turn and shoot and score. Genesis gets her first two of the game. 19-13, Lady Ravens. Dubert will bring it down the floor with the right-hand dribble, waving everybody down, directing a little traffic with her offhand. Here's a feed, baseline corner. Underneath it goes to Wade. Back out on top, Dubert steps inside, passed up the uncontested three. Goes to Josie on top as the shot clock's in single digits. Here's Wade, dribbles it off her own foot, and BC will turn it over. Wade looks exhausted out there with 50 seconds to go in the first. The officials have a little conversation. I can't imagine what it's about because it was clearly off Riley's foot and out of bounds. 50 seconds left in quarter number one. Graceland in the home white with gold and black, and down each side is a gold and black checkerboard design. Got that Ralston Purina look. 39, 38, 37 seconds left in the first quarter. Long shot for two. Nope. Josie with the board. She'll outlet it. Dubert will bring it down the floor. 2 seconds separate the two clocks. Here's a feed across. Dubert the assist and an easy two for Morales. Herman's fourth point to the game. 21-13 Benedictin. Shot clock's off. We're at 20 seconds to play. Quarter number one, 9 seconds. Pull-up jump shot from 14. Nope. Follow shot, yes. Alacron was there for the follow. Benedictin races up the floor. Half-court shot of the buzzer. It's the backboard. Does not go in. And that is the score at the end of one. We got a timeout on the floor here in Lamoni, Iowa. After the first quarter, the Benedictin Lady Ravens 21, Graceland 15.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Well, for Benedictin, a great opening quarter for Lauren Dubert. 7 points to pace away for Benedictin. Riley Brueggemann and Carmen Morales each have four. Three-piece for Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Wade. For Graceland, a four-point opening quarter for Genesis Alarcon. Three for Avery Walker-Henry. Kimani Freeman, Camilla Marino, Sophia Rodriguez, and Maxine Ampofo, each with two. Welcome back, everybody. Look at who Benedictine is going to go out on the floor with to begin the second quarter. And after a long stint on the bench, Jennifer Jacobs will do the inbound work, and BC will have the original five out there. Pass over to the left side. It's going to be Josie into the corner. Now to feed underneath, and it's right off the outstretched hands of Nicole. She'll turn it over on the other end. The three will miss, and the rebound called down by Graceland. Half a minute into the second quarter. Yellow Jackets with a basketball, and way up topside with it is going to be Kamani Freeman. Freeman will work it out on top. Antonia Russell works around the perimeter, dumps it out to Sophia. Rodriguez will feed in the middle, putting her head down, power move into the lane. The bucket by Genesis is good. 21-17. Grayson not going away here tonight. Skip pass over to the left. Nicole Stork. Here's Dubert. Tries to feed underneath to Nicole. Has it slapped away from her. Nicole playing at the five tonight for Benedictine in the starting spot. 5'11" sophomore from Adel, Iowa. She is the only Iowa native on this Benedictine team. Here's a feed in the inbound, and the shot is up and good. Jennifer Jacobs' first points of the game. 23-17. Benedictine up a half dozen. Grayson brings it down. They settle on the left side. Grayson slows it down offensively. Takes her time looking. And here's where they want to go with it. They feed in the middle. Beautiful move and a spinning shot. And again, just too quick and too strong for Nicole. The foul is going to be on Stork. It will be her first. Benedictine's first and second quarter foul. And step into the stripe. It'll be Genesis. Genesis Alacron. Free throw. It's going to be a little short. She's got a half a dozen points. She is a 6 foot junior. Buona Fe, Ecuador. Second free throw's good. 23-18. Lady Ravens up five. 8.5 to go in the first half of the ladies game. Again, the guys game coming up after this one. As usual, Benedictine College Hoops doubleheader on Care Radio tonight. Happy to have you along with us. And it's college games. Kennedy Nicholson drives to the right side. Works her way back out on top. Gets it out to Lauren. 8 on the shot clock. Lauren will cut down to the top of the key. Back away. Now drive back in again. Stops. Pulls up. In traffic. Shot off the rim. No. Rebounding it down. JJ. She's way too far underneath the rim to get a shot away. And if all's on the floor, it'll be picked up by Benedictine. Back over to the left side. Out on top. Josie. She'll look for her first three. Doesn't get it there. And rebound on the floor. And Alacron's going to come up with it. Genesis clears away the basketball, dumps it over to Sophia, and Rodriguez will work her way into the forecourt. We're at 7:50 to go in quarter number two. Now, dump it over to the left. Benedictine with a pair of subs coming in at the scorer's table. Top side is going to be Russell. Natonia lobs underneath, and it's stolen by JJ. Jacobs coming up with the basketball, and here comes Lauren. Dubert, outlet pass. Stork, all alone, lays it up, gets it to roll in, and draws a foul. So Nicole Stork hits the bucket. Draws the foul. Coming to the free throw line, it'll be foul number one for Sophia Rodriguez. And Nicole Stork has her first point of the game. Now, Benedictine's going to make a couple of substitutions. First one is going to be Brueggemann. She's in for Dubert. And you've still got Carmen Morales here on the near side. And she's getting set to check in for Nicole if she hits this free throw, which she does not. But Jacobs will rebound it down, and the Lady Ravens are going to maintain possession of the basketball. 7.5 to go in the first half, and the pass underneath is a little errant, and trying to save it, it's going to be off the fingertips of Jennifer Jacobs, who commits a foul. The official's down there, and he says Jennifer's first foul of the game. So for Benedictine, 2 second quarter fouls. Grayson has committed one. 7.5 to go in the half. Baseball pass into the forecourt. That is way too long. And it touched no one. So, you're familiar with your basketball rules. Even though that pass was almost to the other baseline, it is going to come all the way back to the point at which it was put in play. And Benedictine will have it in at their offensive end on the baseline, doing the left side of the, just off the left side of the lane. Brueggemann looking. Skips it in down low to Morales. Comes back to Brueggemann. A little running jump shot won't go. And once again, the rebound is going to be swept away by Genesis Alacron. Here comes Graceland. Driving shot, no. And Jacobs with another foul. So Jennifer has as many fouls as points right now. And she's not going to stay in there long. She's going to check right back out. And Riley Wade is going to continue to get more PT here this evening. Coming to the free throw line, Natanya Russell. First one, no. Natanya still looking for her first point of the night. 25-18, Lady Ravens up 7. 7:17 to go, opening half. Second free throw rolls around and in. So Russell is on the board, and the Benedictine lead trimmed down to 25-19. Here's Wade with it in the backcourt, and Benedictine's lucky that Wade's up court pass was deflected by a Graceland player, or it would have been out of bounds and a turnover. So Josie will be inbounding it just in the forecourt. From the far side, it'll come into Brueggemann. Riley double-teamed for a moment. Now it's going to be covered by Kayla Smalley. You've got Morales playing to the high post. The pass in the middle. Knocked away. Saved by Brueggemann. She'll go from 16 to strong. Rebound pulled down Carmen. It's going to be ripped out of her hands, and the Ravens are able to save it. Here's Brueggemann. Look away out on top to Kennedy. 14 on the shot clock. Plenty of time. Nicholson goes left. Brueggemann cuts into the lane. Has the ball stripped out of her hands. Dumps it into the baseline left corner. Josie will drive in. Step up. Jump shot. Yes. Josie Weiser's first point of the game. Coming at 6.5 to go in the opening half. And it's 27-19. And again, Benedictine for the third time in the game leads by 8. Baseline jump shot won't fall. And the Yellow Jackets will steal the ball away from Benedictine. Lady Ravens had the board, but Grayson, very alert and staying after it, will pick it up and lay it up and in. Natanya Russell, 27-21. 6 minutes left, second quarter. First to the left side, then back to the right goes the 5'8" and sophomore at Lenexa, Riley Brueggemann. A lot of syllables in that. Here's Carmen, hook shot, nope, rebound. Josie has it, getting tied up, tangled up with Genesis. And here's the deal. Josie's given up some size. Josie's a 5'11" senior. Genesis is a 6-foot junior, and Genesis is a much larger player than Josie. 5:51 to go in the half. And it will be Alec Ron putting the ball in play in the backcourt. So interestingly, Jackets use their 5 to inbound. 20 on the shot clock as they'll get the offense underway. Way out on top is going to be Kayla Smalley. Now into the lane. A little wild hook shot by Genesis, way off the mark. And she is exhausted. Genesis, the 10th player up the floor, she is totally gassed. Ravens will be down the court. Baseline wide open. 3 drained. Kennedy Nicholson. Nobody in front of her. She's got 6. And it's now 30-21. Benedictine up 9. It is now their largest advantage of the evening. And we're 5 minutes left in the first half. Jackets up top side. That's going to be Freeman. She'll cut right, drive in, hit the bucket, and draw the foul. We've had a lot of that tonight. The foul is going to be assessed to Carmen Morales. It'll be her first, Benedictine's 4th second quarter foul. And coming to the line, it'll be Kimani Freeman. Freeman's racing to the bench, and coming into the game is going to be the freshman out of Frankfort, Kansas. 5'8" Hattie Gross comes in. Kimani Freeman at the line for Grayson. Free throw, no. And rebounding it, Riley Wade. Here comes Brueggemann. Outlets to Hattie. Throws down the right side to Kennedy. Nicholson underneath. Carmen on the floor one time. Probably didn't have to dribble it. And by the time she did, her access to the rim was cut off defensively. So the Ravens will bring it out on top. 17-footer. Not going to go for Hattie. And a rebound cleared away by the Yellow Jackets. 4:40 to go in the opening half. Benedictine up 7. Outlet pass down the floor is going to be too high, too long, and out of the reach of Natoya Russell. Benedictine is going to get it back. Returning to the game for the Lady Ravens, a couple of players. First one in, Nicole Stork. Second one back into the game as well is going to be Lauren Dubert. 30-23, Lady Ravens. Benedictine looking for their 16th win of the season. And they are on their first of a 3-game Iowa road trip tonight. Baseline runner, Dubert. That's good. Lauren Dubert with 9. 32-21. And again, Benedictine by 9. 4:15 to go. We've got two players leaping into the air. A collision. Both of them land on the floor. And the call is going to be a travel. Senatoria Russell. She saw the imminent contact coming up, so she kind of jumped into the air. You know, sometimes you see a running back as they go into the line, they want to leave their feet, you know, jump into the defender. Well, that's kind of what happened there. Beautiful back door, Stork all alone, misses the point-blank bunny. And a rebound is going to be saved down by Dubert. BC back on offense. They'll go back to Stork again. She'll turn this time. Miss another point-blank left-hand layup. Rebounding it down. This time it's going to be Greenson. Yellow Jackets down the court. Dumps it over to the left side. Into the edge. It's going to be Kamani. Freeman with the basketball. Shot up. No good. Benedictine back up court. Hey, we hope you're enjoying Lady Raven basketball here on CARE Radio. That is K-A-I-R-F-M. Horton Atchison. Ball's going to go out of bounds back to Benedictine, and Grayson is going to bring Camilla Barino back in, the 5'6 senior. So Barino is in for Freeman. Hattie Gross will do the inbound. Out on top is going to be Riley Wade. Skips it over to Lauren Dubert. 20 on the shot clock. BC with a basketball, leading it by 9. Looking to notch their largest lead of the game. Now reaching in to tie Stork up, but she's able to get rid of the ball. Comes out on top. Brueggemann cuts inside, drives, and shoots and scores. She looked at the official, said, where was the foul? Official said, I didn't see a foul. Brueggemann has 6. Benedictine now up 34-23. And a baseline shot from the left side. Does not go in for Kayla Somali. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens with a double-digit lead. 3 minutes to go in the half. Brueggemann has it left side. Feeds into the lane. The ball knocked away from Wade. She's able to pick it up. Gets it over to Hattie, whose hook shot doesn't fall. And a rebound. Batted around. And another foul on Stork. Nicole coming up. And I think, yeah, they got to take her out of the ballgame. She's got hit. And she's got a little bit of a bloody nose that she's got to come over and get attended to. We're going to get Carmen Morales to come in to spell her. 34-23. Benedictine by 11 now. And we're just inside 3 minutes left in the first half of the ladies' game. With that foul by Stork, the Ravens are over the limit. Then we walk to the Graceland into the floor where the first of two free throws will not go in for Natoya Russell, who is now 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Takes her time, eyes it up, and nails the second one. So Russell with 4 points, 2 of 4 at the free throw line. She makes it 34-24 BC. Here comes Riley Brueggemann up the court. Gross, Brueggemann, Dubert, Wade, and Morales. That's your Lady Raven five right now in the late minutes of the first half. Morales picks up the ball, kicks it over to Riley. Brueggemann steps inside, out on top. Hattie cuts to the lane, brings it back to Lauren. She'll launch the three. It's going to be partially deflected. Rebounding it down. And it's going to be Ampofo. Outlet left side. Beautiful movement of the basketball, and the shot's going to be partially deflected. They're going to call a foul on Dubert. Lauren is going to be whistled for. It'll be her first foul of the evening. And once again, we're going to see Grace at the free throw line. It'll be Kimani Freeman, who has 4 points and is 0 for 1 at the line. All right, Wade is going to come out. Josie's in. Nicholson is going to return to the game and will take out Hattie Gross. So Kimani Freeman stepping to the line. Couple of free throws here. The 5'5 sophomore's first one bangs around a little bit, but it goes in. Kamani has her 5th point of the game. It is now 34-25. One more shot coming up. Kamani out of Sarasota, Florida, getting a little Florida weather up here today, misses the second free throw. Ravens are running it the other way. Here's Dubert, way out on top. Brueggemann, Dubert left elbow. Swings it over to Kennedy. Benedictine working the outside now. Trying to open it up a little bit in the middle. Skip pass over to the left. Back out on top. Nicholson for 3. Wide left. And you've got Morales. You heard the thump maybe in the background. That was Carmen going hard to the floor. As she is fouled, foul is going to be on Camilla Barino. Camilla, foul number 2. She's had 1 in each quarter. So 20 back on the shot clock with 2:05 to go in the half. Benedictine putting it in play. They work it on top. We have not seen in the game for a long time now for Grayson, Genesis Alicron. Again, she was just exhausted a little while ago, and they're letting her get a little breath. Here's a shot. 3-pointer. Kennedy again. Nicholson, second 3, 9 points. 37 25. A minute 40 to go, first half. Grayson kind of bobs to the left side, takes it all the way to the baseline. Oh, that was a pretty shot from deep in the left corner. 3-4 Barino. 37-28. Grayson continues to battle hard here in front of their home crowd. Here's a runner, Brueggemann, too soft. Got her own flat-footed rebound. Kicks it over to the corner to Dubridge. Back out on top, Nicholson. Kennedy defended by Ampofo. Here comes Brueggemann. She'll drive in, goes up, can't get it. Carmen follows it home. Morales gets a couple. Half a dozen for Carmen. 39-28. Lady Ravens once again have taken that 11-point lead. Grayson works around right in front of us here. Back out on top. Shot clock at 10, 9, shot clock at 8. Way up top again. Shot clock at 6. Still not really looking for a shot. They'll drive right side, put up a wild one. It's off the mark. Ravens are going to rebound it down, and the shot clock goes off. Here comes Brueggemann. Dumps it over to the left side. Nice job by Dubert to save it. Josie for three. Drains it. Josie's first three of the game, and she's got five here in the second quarter. 42-28. Benedictine. This is now their largest lead of the game. 10 seconds to go in the half. Skip underneath. Stolen by Brueggemann. Ravens got plenty of time. Here comes Dubert. She'll drive. She'll shoot. She'll score. Dubert at the buzzer. It's halftime in Iowa. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. As the teams head off the floor to the locker room, it's a Benedictine Lady Ravens 44, Graceland 28.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
For the Graceland men's team has taken the floor, doing a little warm-up work before game number two tonight. I have not seen the Benedictine guys come out of the locker room yet. But again, programming note, guys game coming up after this one with an anticipated 7:30 tip-off. Let's take a look at that first half scoring in the ladies game. First of all, for Graceland, really good half for Genesis Alicron. She is good. She's 3 of 4 from the floor. 1 of 2 at the free throw line with 7 points. Both Kamani Freeman and Camilla Moreno have 5. It was a 4-point half for Natonia Russell. Avery Walker-Henry with 3. And then 2 apiece for Sophia Rodriguez and Maxine Ampofo. For the Lady Ravens, it was a double-digit first half for a couple of players. You had Kennedy Nicholson with a dozen. How about that Nicholson girl? 12 points in the first half. That's a pretty good start, hey? Laura Dubert has 11. Riley Brueggemann with 6. Carmen Morales with 6. 3 for Riley Wade. Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, Nicole Stork with a couple apiece. So there you have the scoring for Benedictine in the first half. Fouls? Yeah, a couple of players with 2, but no one with more than that. Certainly not seeming to be any kind of a factor as we go to the second half. Quick look at the numbers in the first half. Benedictine, who started off shooting a little slow. Well, didn't have the numbers early. Well, they picked up the tempo a little bit. 19 of 40 from the floor, 47.5%, including 4 of 10 from outside and 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Grayson, not exactly just shooting the lights out. 11 of 27, they're hitting 40% of their shots, including 2 of 8, 25% from outside, and 4 of 9, 44% free throw shooting. For Graceland. Yellow Jackets with 10 turnovers and Benedictine rebounding advantage in a huge one, 24-12. Rebounding lead for the Lady Ravens at halftime. And here's the real kicker. Second quarter, Benedictine 33 points, Graceland with 13. So BC outscored Graceland by 20 in the second quarter. Say what, we're going to take a little break. Kick it back to the guys in the second half of the ladies' game coming up next, and the guys' game after that at 7:30. Again, with a halftime score in Iowa, Benedictine 44, Graceland 28. Back we go to our men, Brian and Brent, back at the Care Sports Studio for a new sports and thoroughly entertaining halftime.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games? At Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
This is the latest from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. A detailed check of your forecast from our WeatherEye weather team is coming up. Remember, you can find us online anytime at mscnews.net.
An Atchison residence in the city's Branston area is left uninhabitable following a Tuesday evening fire that devastated the roof of the home. That's according to Atchison Fire Chief Patrick Weiser, who says his crew was called shortly before 7 o'clock to 904 Henry Street, with flames visible in the skyline as they approached on U.S. Highway 59. Flames when they arrived were found coming from the gable end of the home, near a brick chimney, with an interior attack made to extinguish the blaze, which had spread throughout the home's attic. However, Weiser says the construction of the home made that effort difficult, forcing firefighters to retreat and continue extinguishing efforts from outside the home. As they did, a power line attached to the chimney fell across the roof and yard, with the arcing keeping firefighters back from the area where the fire had extended through the wall. Evergy arrived and removed the line, allowing firefighters to successfully continue their work in suppressing the fire. The Atchison Salvation Army, which responded to the scene to provide refreshments for first responders, is assisting the displaced residents with lodging and other necessities. Also assisting with the firefighting effort was the Atchison Police Department, Atchison County EMS, and City of Atchison crews. A disturbance that led to a stabbing in the parking lot of an Atchison convenience store Monday is under the investigation of Atchison Police. Police Chief Mike Wilson tells MSC News the aggravated battery occurred early evening at 6:50 in the 900 block of Unity Street. According to Wilson, two men were involved in the disturbance, with one, identified as 34 years old, sustaining several stab wounds that required his transport by private vehicle for treatment at Amberwell Atchison. The other man, accused of the stabbing, ran from the area, remaining free as of Tuesday. The investigation is continuing.
Hey, the other man is jailed in Jackson County following a domestic incident last week. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morris said the sheriff's office received a report around 8 o'clock Friday morning of a rolling domestic headed northbound on S Road near 142nd Road in a Chevy Impala. Deputies located the vehicle headed westbound on 150th Road west of Q4 Road. The passenger in the vehicle, 41-year-old Feliciano Jose Angiano III, was arrested for aggravated domestic battery and criminal damage to property. Following his arrest, Angiano was booked into the Jackson County Jail, where he remains held on a $100,000 bond. A Topeka woman was arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop in Jackson County late Saturday night. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morris said a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop in a car on U.S. 75 Highway near 118th Road shortly before midnight. During the traffic stop, a police service dog was deployed to conduct a free air sniff of the vehicle. Morris said the dog alerted and indicated to the owner of illegal narcotics in the vehicle. During a search of the vehicle, suspected methamphetamine, THC, and drug paraphernalia were located. The driver, 32-year-old Kaylee Ray Lindberg, was arrested for possession of meth, possession of THC, possession of drug paraphernalia, and violations of driver's license restrictions. Following her arrest, Lindberg was booked into the Jackson County Jail.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msdnews.net. Your latest local news will continue next.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 33. Southeast winds at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. 48. Cloudy skies tomorrow night. Heavy rain likely. 35. Upper 40s Friday with a slight chance for scattered showers. Low 50s Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Your latest local news now continues at MSC News Radio.
A semi-truck traveling on Atchison's South 5th Street Monday evening, when its tall load tangled with an overhead power line, broke off a utility pole. Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson, in a release, says it was 6:30 Monday evening when the accident happened in the 400 block of South 5th Street, as the driver, Lee Valleys of Georgia, was southbound on the street. Crews from Evergy were called to the scene and replaced the pole and power lines. No injuries are reported. Services for a late Horton police officer, who died unexpectedly at his residence Monday, have been set. Last call for Officer Lauren Lossman will be held Thursday at 12 noon in the parking lot of the Horton Blue Building. Funeral services for Lossman will be Saturday in Warrensburg, Missouri, with burial to follow. Flags, at the request of Horton Mayor Brian Sturton, are to remain at half-staff through the day Saturday in respect for Lossman and his family. Prior to joining the Horton Police Department, Lossman served as Chief of Police of the Iowa Tribal Police Department, and before that, as Chief of Police of the Kickapoo Tribal Police Department.
Secretary of Agriculture nominee Brooke Rowland says she will work to support U.S. farmers who would be impacted by President Donald Trump's proposed tariffs. Harvest Public Media reports that the trade war during Trump's previous presidency cost U.S. farmers billions of dollars. To offset those losses, the administration gave out payments. Rowland told senators during her nomination hearing last week that a similar strategy could be on the table again. Trump says he could add tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China as soon as February 1st.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msdnews.net. Your latest local news will continue next.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
It's happening again. The Chiefs are playing in the big football game. Stop by Hundley Liquor on your way to your watch party and pick up your favorite beverages. They have a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a tacouple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
And you're listening to your halftime report tonight with 93.7 FM. Tom Counts has the call. As I think I broke the computer, Tom, but we'll just kind of keep moving on as we can.
Hello?
Are you there, Tom?
I'm here, man.
All right, we're on the air because I don't know. I got the computer stuck.
Oh, it's all right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to jump right in and take it from here. How's that? Does that work for you?
Hey, man, let's just do it.
Let's do it. Hey, Brian and Brent back in the studio. Well done, gentlemen. Look at that. Even without a computer, these guys can make fire by rubbing two twigs together. I mean, these guys got it covered. It's all good, and we welcome you back where it's all good for the Lady Ravens here at halftime as Benedictine leads the homestanding Yellow Jackets 44-28 going to the second half. Both teams have come out of the locker room, did a little warm-up, but the BC guys are now here. I don't think that they ever got out on the floor to warm up between halves of the ladies game, but they are on hand here now, so that is all well and good. And for Benedict in the second half is going to begin with the original starting five. Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, and Nicole Stork. For the Yellow Jackets, it'll be their original five as well with Kimani Freeman, Natonia Russell, Sophia Rodriguez, Avery Walker Henry, and Genesis Alagron. Lady Ravens putting it in play at midcourt, and it'll be Jacobs putting it in. It'll come in to Lauren, and we're underway. I laugh because already you can see Grayson is amping up the defense. They're pressing on the inbound to start the second half, so they're going to come right out of the second half gate. Now here's a feed underneath, and J.J. for two. Jacobs with her fourth point of the game. Lady Ravens jump right back on the scoreboard to begin the second half. Moments in, it is 46-28. Lady Ravens up now 18. Here's a little underhand of the ball, and palming it over is the junior from St. Louis, Natanya Russell. So BC will have it back up the floor. It'll be put in play right in front of head coach Willie Scott and the Graceland bench. And again, speaking about the benches, I am on the scorer's table here to my immediate right, and now kind of right in front of me is Coach Chad Folsom. Lady Ribbon bench just literally a handshake distance away. Here's a spinning shot. It won't go. Rebound underneath. Stork again misses a short shot. And a rebound hustled for. And Josie's able to tap it out on top. Jacobs is going to recover it. And Benedict Finn will set the offense. We are a minute into the third quarter. Way up top side. It's going to be Dubert. Shot clock at 7. Lauren needs some help. Skips it over to Jacobs at 5. Jennifer goes into the lane, puts up a runner with 3. It's off the rim, no good. And a rebound cleared away by Genesis. Alacron coming up with the basketball, lobs it over to the left side. Rodriguez goes 3, hits 3. Sophia Rodriguez, who has not scored since the opening quarter, has her 5th points in the ballgame. And it's 46-31. We're 8.5 to go in the third. Dubert over to Josie. Weiser back out on top to Nicholson. Kennedy kicks it back over to the right. Looks it off down low. Stork twists and turns and backs and can't get a shot away. Leads it back, and they're going to call Stork for the double dribble. And another unforced Benedictine turnover. We're down to 8:17 to go. Here in the third quarter. Grayson into the forecourt. Kimani Freeman is going to bring it up. Come on, a little left-hand dribble. Again, she gets that hand way underneath it for that slow dribble. And that's, you know, you're just flirting with disaster when you do that. She's already been called for a palming the ball once. Now they'll bring it off on top. Another three-point shot is up, but it's going to be very short, but rebounded off the floor by Natanya Russell. Kicks it out on top. Sophia Rodriguez missed the first one. Now she's going to drive into the lane, puts this one up and get it plus one. So Sophia, unable to hit the three, so she's going to go about it the old-fashioned way. Hits the driving bucket, draws the foul, and comes to the free throw line. It'll be the first team foul by Benedictine here in the second half. Foul is on Josie Weiser. And the free throw is good. So we'll do our little bookwork here. 46-34. So six unanswered points by Graceland. And Benedictine back up court. Of course, here in the second half, Lady Ravens are going to be going from left to right across the dial. And a little miscommunication. Oh, saved by Josie. The pass from the wing to the top of the key. No one was there. Josie luckily got up there and got a chance to save it. She'll drive baseline, put up a shot that doesn't go in, but she got fouled. The whistle is going to be on Natanya Russell. So Russell picking up her first foul of the evening. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. 46-34, Benedictine in front, and coming to the line, it'll be Josie. Weiser, who didn't score in the opening quarter, got five in the second. Got really quiet out here as officials are trying to get everybody where they wanted to be, and here comes Josie stepping up there out of Jefferson County North High School. Free throw. Got it. Talking about Jefferson County North, it is the JC and Girls Midseason Invitational Tournament that we had here on K Radio last night. We're going to be back down there for the semifinal Friday night from the Winchester site. Second free throw. Got them both. Josie's had a lot of great games in that tournament in her high school career, I can assure you. 48-34. Here's a long three. Rodriguez, nope. Rebound taken away by the Jackets. They're going to keep it alive. Freeman starts into the lane, changes direction, changes hands, goes up and hits it. Keani Freeman, 7 points. 48-36. Grayson continues to battle hard. Here's a little falling away jump shot up and too soft for Kennedy. Nicholson unable to pull it down or put it in. And up with it is going to come to Tony Russell. Here's another long three. Rodriguez, no. Rebounding it down is Nicholson. So Kennedy gets run into from behind. And for a moment, I wasn't thinking there was going to be the foul call. But then a late whistle on Kayla Somali. And as that foul is called, Lady Ravens are going to take a timeout, which we will enjoy with them. 6:46 to go. We're in the third quarter in Lamoni. It's Benedictine's Lady Ravens 48, Graceland 36.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
The crowd is not great in number, but they are great in enthusiasm, I like to think. Welcome back here to the Grayson University campus. We're at 6:45 to go as the ball comes in play, and Benedictine will bring it up the floor coming out of the Raven timeout. Let's see what adjustments they may have made. They didn't make any adjustments in personnel. Here's a quick 17-footer. Won't go for Dubert. Rebounding it down is Josie, who gets knocked to the floor. And they're going to say the ball is off her shin and out of bounds. Josie is not sporting a smile as she comes up court. Yellow Jackets will bring it into the backcourt. Benedictine will put a little pressure on. Back up with it is going to come Genesis into the forecourt. That was very nearly over and back, but apparently not. Out on top is going to be Freeman. Neither team has made a second-half substitution yet. Coming into the lane, little hook shot is up and off the mark. Rebounding it back down. Benedictine Dubert coming out with the basketball, brings it up the floor herself, weaves it over to the right side, has it stripped out of her hands and knocked away by Genesis Alakon. Genesis Alakon. She is just a hard worker out there, 6 foot junior. And a Raven shot missing, and Genesis with the rebound again. Outlets it up the floor, Freeman. And we're 6 minutes to go in the third. Jackets with the basketball, Ravens up a dozen. They've been up by as many as 18. We haven't seen a lot of action here in the third quarter. Here's a jumper, no good. Josie has the rebound, nearly had to take it away, and does. It's going to be stolen back. Driving to the right side. The kick comes out on top. Going in is Russell. No, she'll kick it back outside, but a baseline three is off the mark.
and a rebound to Benedictine's Nicole Stork. Kennedy, Lauren, Josie, Jennifer, and Nicole, the Benedictine five on the court. Freeman, Russell, Rodriguez, Walker, Henry, and Alacron for Grayson. And here's a shot underneath. Stork doesn't get it at all. Rebounding it back down. Genesis, look away pass, comes out on top. Uncontested three. Perfect. Nobody in front of Kehmani Freeman, and she's got 10. It's down 48-39. And in the second half, Grayson has outscored Benedictine 11-4. Here's BC back down court. They'll dish it over to Stork right in front of the Raven bench. Comes out on top to Nicholson. The lob underneath to Jacobs. Two defenders collapse on her. Jennifer puts up a shot and doesn't get it. Now, the official from the top says no. The official at the baseline beneath the goal says a foul on Sophia Rodriguez. So it'll be Sophia's second foul. It'll be Graceland's second foul of the third quarter. And we're going to get both Carmen Morales and we're going to get Michaela Bauman coming in. Also, we're going to get Riley Brueggemann. Jennifer Jacobs coming to the free throw line here. Shot. Yep. Jennifer hits her first free throw opportunity of the game and will collect her fifth point. Into the lineup for Graceland. Looking to see how thought they'd made a substitution, but nope, they have not. Still the starting five. Second free throw, got them both. So Jacobs hitting a couple of free throws in the second half, okay, and we're over 5 minutes into it. In the second half, Benedictine has 6 points. Four of those six at the free throw line. They have really struggled to put anything in the bucket from the floor. Grayson will get into the forecourt against the Lady Raven pressure. On the left side is going to be Freeman. Kehmani backs away in front of Brueggemann. Goes left wing. Now long cross-court pass to Russell. Long cross-court pass again to the left side. Sophia's three. No. Rebound underneath. Reverse layup. No. Rebound Carmen. Morales will sweep it away. Hand it over to Brueggemann. And here comes Benedictine into the forecourt. Brueggemann being pestered all the way up court by Freeman. I mean, Freeman is like in the hip pocket, like one of those gnats on a summer day that you can't chase away. Here's a shot from the outside. Nope. Rebound tipped around. They couldn't find it. Wade out of the court for Benedictine. Could not find the loose ball, and here comes Graceland with it. 3 minutes and 50 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine, who is scoring points, just a great success in the first half. They had 44 at halftime. They've only got 50 now. Here's a baseline runner. Won't go in, and Brueggemann rebounds it down. Benedictine needs to find their shot. We're at 3:33 to go in the third. Pass over to the left side. Wade will cut across, have it knocked out of her hand, goes back, recovers it. Now looking for some help. Got to get rid of the ball. Got no help. Got to get rid of the ball. Finally, it's going to be Bauman coming up. Down to the baseline to Nicholson. Kennedy, one hand push pass out on top. Wade, top of the key, nothing. Here's Nicholson with four, with three. Pulls up the running jump shot. Off the front limit of rim, no. Followed up and putting it back up and in. Nicely done underneath by Michaela Bauman, her first points of the game. 52-39, Benedictine. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Quarter's moved along at a pretty brisk pace. Not a lot of fouls, not a lot of stoppages. Here's a fall away three for Freeman. No good, but it'll be long rebounded down by Rodriguez. She goes over to Russell. Now down into the corner. In the middle is going to be Walker Henry. Knocked out of her hands on the floor. Kennedy Nicholson coming up with a basketball. Gets it over to Brueggemann. She'll fly down the court. Has it knocked away from her. Picks it up on the dribble. Weaves her way over to the left side. Now Brueggemann looks over at coach who's giving him the offensive play that he wants. And she will dump it off on top. One hand push pass from Bauman. Out on top to Wade. Left side Kennedy. 10 on the shot clock again. Ravens taking a lot of time with these possessions. The V goes to the right side of the lane, over to the left to Nicholson. She'll go three. Nope. Rebound. Swept away by Kehmani Freeman. Here come Yellow Jackets. A runner rolls off. No. Rebounding it down is Brueggemann. A lot of running, a lot of up and down, a lot of shots. Not a lot of points here in this third quarter. It's a 52-39 Benedictine lead with a minute 45 to go in the third.
Skip past right side. Nicholson backs away all the way near the front of the Benedictine bench. Goes to Carmen. Goes into the lane. Spins 360. Left hand. No. Rebound tipped around again and cleared away by Freeman. The Sarasota, Florida native comes all the way, coast to coast, drives and lays it in. Kimani Freeman, 7 in the quarter, 12 in the game. 52-41, and Grayson continues to stick around with a minute 20 to go in the third. Ravens will bounce it over to Carmen. Wade will have it on top. Brueggemann to Wade, whose shot is not going to work. It's going to be an offensive foul on Riley Wade. They say she kind of cleared out. And so for Riley Wade, I've got foul number one. It'll be Benedictine's second third quarter foul. BC is going to bring Lauren Dubert back into the game. Kennedy Nicholson will get her first second half rest. And up court with it, Graceland. We're in the last minute of the quarter. The feed inside, stolen by Benedictine. Here come the Lady Ravens. Dubert taking it down the right side here in front of the scorers table. Getting double teamed to the backcourt. The ball's got to be knocked away from her. Gets collapsed on again, and finally the foul is called. There was plentiful contact around midcourt. The whistle is going to be on Avery Walker Henry. It'll be only her second foul of the game, and still no player for either team has more than two fouls. It'll be Yellow Jacket team foul four. So 47 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Benedictine will be inbounding it for the final time. It'll be Jennifer Jacobs to put it in play just at midcourt. And it'll be Riley Brueggemann to take the inbound. And as she comes up with it, and again, pushing and shoving by Walker Henry. That will be her third foul. So Walker Henry collects her third foul, and that is the fifth team, and Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line. Stepping to the stripe for the Lady Ravens, it's going to be Riley Brueggemann. Riley out of Lenexa, Kansas, a 5'8" sophomore. They're going to have this substitution coming. Josie is going to come in for Michaela. And coming to the line for two shots, it's going to be Riley Brueggemann. Free throw. Nice. So Brueggemann with her 7th point of the game. Looking for one more here. 44 seconds left in the third. Second one knocks it down. 54-41. And up the floor with it, it's going to be Genesis. She plays the five. She handles the ball. She plays great defense. She does a lot of things well for this Graceland team. Now, DeMond knocked away from him. It was saved on top, driving in. A lot of steps. The shot rejected by Carmen. Threw that ball out at the baseline. Carmen reaches a hand out to help Avery Walker Henry to her feet, and Avery just turns and puts both hands on the floor and pushes herself to her feet all on her own, not accepting that helping hand. 7 on the shot clock. Now you hear Dubert hit the floor, no foul. Back out on top it goes. Walker Henry has it knocked away, and 3-second violation in the lane. Jackets. 15 seconds ago in the third quarter, Benedictine going to be coming up court with a basketball. And I'm going to tell you who's coming up the floor, but Genesis Alacron, and she is talking to herself, talking to everybody who's near her. She is not a happy camper out there right now. Benedictine with 9 seconds. Driving down Brueggemann. Hard shot, no. Follows it up, no. Rebound, Carmen, no. Rebound knocked out of Carmen's hands, and that is going to get us to the end of the third quarter. We got a timeout on the floor through three quarters in the ladies' game in Iowa. It's Benedictine 54, Graceland 41.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of things to report here. First of all, as the players that were already at the benches, the trainer had gone out on the floor, and on those last little flurry of shots by Benedictine trying to score at the end of the quarter, which they were unsuccessful of doing, Kayla Somali for Grayson is being helped off the floor. Looks like she's got maybe an ankle or something, and they're going to take a little bit of a look at her over at the training table. So for the Lady Ravens, points hard to come by in that third quarter. Particularly, that is noticeable, BC scored 33 in the second quarter. We talked about that at halftime. 33 in the second quarter, they scored 10 in quarter number three and continued to be led by Kennedy Nicholson with a dozen, 11 for Lauren Dubert, Brueggemann 8, Jacobs with 6, Morales 6, and so forth. So there you have it. 54-41 for Graceland. Only player in double-digit scoring right now is Kimani Freeman with 12. And in spite of some good shooting and great hustle, including 8 rebounds, Genesis Alacron has 7 points in the game through 3 quarters. Now let's see who we're going to have out here. We're going to have a little change, certainly, for Graceland. For Benedictine, scanning the floor. It's going to be the starting 5 back out there. Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobson, Stork. For Grayson, Kimani Freeman takes the inbound, gets it over to Natanya Russell. Back left side to Kimani. They'll feed in the middle of Genesis. She'll back in, lose the handle. It gets away and goes out of bounds. Genesis says she was pushed from behind. And again, she comes up the floor barking, and it'll be Benedictine basketball from the backcourt. And again, there's going to be some really energetic full-court pressure applied by Grayson on the upcourt play. Maxine Ampofo is back in for Grayson to begin the fourth quarter. And now the dribble gets away from Nicholson, and she'll turn it over. Benedictine gives the ball back to Grayson. 9:20 to go in the ball game. The pass over to the left side, all the way down to the baseline. The shot is going to be stripped away. No foul called. Now players on the floor. It's going to be taken back. Freeman picks it up. She'll put the shot up on the way. Off the glass. Hits it and draws a foul. Kimani Freeman. Fouled by Jennifer Jacobs. So Jacobs will collect her third foul of the game. And coming to the strike with a chance at the conventional three is going to be Kimani Freeman. And she will hit it. That is her 15th point of the game. She is the leading scorer tonight for both teams. Now full court pressure by Graceland, and Dubert will look to break that and bring it up the floor. Gets it across the timeline. No issue. Jumps it over to the right side to Josie. Josie thinking about just pulling up for the three. Instead, we'll feed to Nicole Stork, who has it stripped out of her hands. Back it'll come to Josie. Sidesets the defender. Pulls up from 12 and puts it in. Josie Weiser. It'll be her 9th point of the game. 56-44. Benedictine is led by as many as 18 at the beginning of the third quarter. Since then, they've seen that whittle down and whittle down near single digits. Right now, they're back up 12. And now, we're going to have a foul on Dubert. Lauren, with a little bit of shoulder, forearm, just kind of leaning into Freeman. Dubert will have her second foul, and Benedictine will have its second fourth quarter foul. We're a minute and a half in. I'm sure one of the last things the Ravens want to do is pick up a few fouls here and give Grayson some scoring opportunities at the free throw line. Skip past Genesis, backing in on Stork, kicks it off on top, backs into Stork again. Back off on top. The drive left, the running shot, it's up and in. Daytona Russell. 56-46. We're back down again to a 10-point ball game with 8-plus minutes to go. Dubert seesaws over to the right side, plays off the screen, feeds underneath to J.J. She'll lose a handle on it, tumbles to the floor, but they're going to say it's out of bounds. Haven't been touched by a Graceland player, so Lady Ravens not collecting the foul, but what they are doing is getting the ball back in play. Josie's going to go track the thing down. If you've never been to the gymnasium here at Graceland, it is one of the wonders of the world. It is unique. And a baseline three, up and good. Kennedy Nicholson, another bucket. 59-46. Three-pointer left side, short. Rebound, Josie. Weiser has it knocked out of her hands for a brief moment, but she's able to get back and recover it. Kennedy will feed to the middle. Stork will turn and shoot, doesn't get it. And a rebound, back down with it will come Graceland. The dish right, the step inside. Looked like a travel, and instead it's going to be a Benedictine foul as they reach in. Thought it was going to be travel when the ball handler put on a little bit of a move with that and moved her feet without getting the ball down. And the Raymond defender, after she had been beaten a little bit, Lauren Dubert reached out and picks up her third foul. So Lauren's out of the game, and Stork will check out with 7:20 to go in the game. Grayson putting it in to the far side. He'll go down low. Genesis skips it over to the baseline, back off on top. Cutting into the lane. The dish across. Batted free. Stolen Brueggemann. And here comes BC. 7-11 to go in the ball game. Benedictine with a basketball and a 13-point lead. The feet underneath. Jacobs can't get the shot away. Kicks it over to Nicholson. She'll drive across inside the free throw line. Lobs it out to Josie. She'll take the long three, and it's in and out. No. Rebounding it down is going to be Carmen. She's tied up on the left side of the lane. They're going to call a foul. That's a tough foul to call, and Sophia Rodriguez will collect her third foul tonight. We are just inside 7 minutes left in the game. 59-46, Lady Ravens in front. And Riley Brueggemann to inbound it from the baseline. Looking for Morales. It gets slapped away and knocked out of bounds. And back it will come again to Benedictine. And a couple of steps over now as they bring Brueggemann more centrally between the lane and the corner. Looking in, and we're going to have a foul. An illegal screen set by Jennifer Jacobs. She comes off the floor with a sheepish grin. She tells her teammates she didn't do it. Jennifer's fourth foul. So Jacobs with four fouls and a half a dozen points today. She's going to check back out and getting a lot of playing time tonight with Jennifer's foul issues and with Riley Rottinghouse not in attendance tonight. Trying to get a little healthy. Riley Wade has gotten more time than is typical for her so far this season. Here comes Graceland. The ball's going to get away. It's going to be saved out of the baseline by Russell. Out on top it comes. Three-pointer, Sophia. Perfect. Rodriguez for three. 11 points, Sophia Rodriguez. And as the Ravens try to get the ball in play, we're going to get a timeout. BC taking a break, and you can hear Coach Folsom, I'm sure, in the background calling that timeout. We're going to do it. Taking a break, guys. 6:28 to go in the ladies' game. It's now a single-digit contest. Benedictine 59, Graceland 51.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Happy to have you with us here on Get Radio for College Hoops this evening. And I got to tell you, I understand that it's probably I'm probably not the easy guy to work with. And I could tell that we're not through the first game. I'm on my third engineer production guy in the studio tonight. I don't know if that should be telling me something or not. But Joseph, welcome. Welcome to the studio. Joseph, in control back there in the care studios. Tom Couch with you courtside. Benedictine coming out of the court, and it's going to be Riley Brueggemann and Carmen Morales with Josie Weiser, Lauren Dubert, and putting the ball in play from the backcourt, you'll have Riley Wade. Riley with 3 points, Carmen six, Josie a half a dozen, Brueggemann has eight, and Nicholson 15 so far, having a great game. 6:20 to go. Brueggemann will hand it over to Dubert. Back out on top, it'll go to Josie. Ravens are going to go to some motion. They sweep it from one side to another, play off the screen. Now they'll try to go back door to Josie. The pass is going to be well out of reach. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Graceland basketball. So Benedictine coming out of the timeout, changed up the offense and does not get a shot away. It'll come back to Graceland, who's trailing only by 8 with 6:10 to play. Graceland up the court is Genesis. How are wrong? Genesis has been so good tonight. Here's Camilla Marino. Haven't seen much of her this evening. Camilla will have it on the right side, way out on the elbow, lobs underneath, gets it to Genesis. She will turn and shoot, can't shoot it over Carmen. Ravens come down with a rebound off the miss. In the forecourt with it is Brueggemann. She kind of cradles the ball in her left arm, the crook of the elbow. Comes back out on top, Josie. Beautiful entry pass. Carmen gets the bucket. Josie gets the assist. So Carmen Morales, that's her first second half point. She's got 8 now tonight. 5:20 to go. Benedictine back to a double-digit lead in front, 61-51. Yellow Jackets with Barino. Goes into the lane, puts up the runner, draws the foul on Morales. They'll call it for the block. And spilling to the floor, being helped up by her teammates and coming to the free throw line, it'll be Camilla Marino. So Camilla will come to the free throw line. Taking her time, she'll look this one over, the right-handed shot. Nicely done. So Camilla Marino, half a dozen points now. She's hit a 2, and she's hit a 3, and now her first free throw. Second one, rims out, no good. Rebounding it down, Carmen Morales. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens outlet it to Josie. On the floor one time, through two defenders, splits them up and scores it. Josie Weiser with 11. And it's 63-52. We are 5 minutes to go. Nicole Stork will come to the scorer's table, getting ready to report back in. Long three, off the mark, rebounding it down. It's going to be Brueggemann. Coach is saying, slow it down. Now Riley takes her eye off the ball, loses the handle, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds. 4:40 to go. And here we go. Benedictine putting it in play from, or rather, Grayson putting it in play from right in front of the scorer's table. Who's going to check out? It will be Riley Wade coming off the floor, and Stork is back in, so you're going to have Stork and Morales at the 4-5. You can put Josie then over at the 3 with Dubert and Brueggemann at the 1-2. Coming in, Kayla Simoli. So she came off with that kind of dinged up ankle a little while ago, but now she's back at the ballgame. But you can see her, it's very heavily taped on the right side. And she's kind of favoring it a little bit, but she's out on the floor. Here's Genesis, goes right side, gives it back outside. Baseline runner, too strong. Rebound and a foul on Benedictine. We'll see if they're going to call that on the shot. It's going to be on Morales, and it is going to be called on the shot. And that's going to put Sophia Rodriguez, who's a good shooter, it's going to put her at the free throw line. First one, good. So Sophia Rodriguez, that's a dozen points for her. And prior to her second free throw being taken, we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Let's take a break, guys, with Joseph with, 4:27 to go in that game. Benedictine 63, Graceland 53.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Well, as we return, it'll be Sophia Rodriguez back at the free throw line for her second shot. She is a very good free throw shooter. In fact, she's the best free throw shooter on this team. 85.7% of the line for Sophia. Takes a big old deep breath, launches it, and it rims out no good. Ravens coming down with a Dubert. We're rebounded down. Full court pressure played. BC having some trouble with it. Here comes Brueggemann. She's going to be doubled up. Out on top, it'll go. Left side, it'll come to Josie. She'll drive across to the baseline. It'll be slapped away, knocked out of bounds, and it'll come back to the Ravens at the baseline. 19 on the shot clock and 4:16 to go in the game. Okay, they are going to call a foul on that. I thought maybe they just reached in and cleanly knocked that ball away, but the official's going to say that there is a foul on Genesis. Inbound it comes, all alone. Stork goes up and in. With no defenders near her, Nicole hits the bucket. 65-53, Benedictine by a dozen. Freeman with it as Grayson is back into the forecourt. She will spin into the lane, falling away, puts a shot airborne, no good, getting her own rebound, skips it out. The 14-footer is going to be off the mark by Natalia Russell, and Benedictine coming up with the board. Racing into the forecourt, it's going to be knocked away from Duber from behind, and picked back up again by Grayson. Outlet up the court, on the floor, one time, leaning, shooting, scoring from the right side. It's going to be Kimani Freeman. 65-55, Grayson continues to battle hard here at home. Now the Ravens will go coast to coast. Coach says, bring the ball out. Slow it down. Let's be patient. Let's use a little time. There's 3:20 to go in the game. Benedictine has the basketball. They have a 10-point lead, and they need not be in any rush. Here's Josie with it off the left block. Hooks it back out on top. The three for Brueggemann does not go in, and a rebound is going to be taken away by Graceland. Genesis back up the floor. That she just took it away from Stork, and now she'll bring it all the way up the floor herself. Skips it over to the right side, puts it out on top to Freeman. 3 minutes left in the ball game. Yellow Jackets will feed back underneath Genesis, cuts inside on Morales, feeds it back on top. They'll rotate it over to Freeman. Shot clock is at 10. Yellow Jackets taking time that they don't have. A long two buried by Kimani Freeman. It's now 65-57. And we're 2:40 to go. Kennedy Nicholson arrives at the scorer's table, preparing to re-enter the game. Topside, Brueggemann looks it down to the baseline. There's nobody there. Will dribble over to the wing. Comes out on top to Stork. Back it'll go to Brueggemann. 7 on the shot clock, 6. She'll drive all the way in. Puts a shot up, draws a foul. It won't go in. But she'll come to the line as the foul is going to be whistled on Sophia Rodriguez. And I've got her for 4 now. Sophia picking up her 4th personal foul and coming to the line for Benedictine. You're going to have the 5'8 sophomore, Riley Brueggemann. Riley, 2 of 2 at the line tonight, has 8 points. The first one right there. And Benedictine in the second half has not put a ton of points on the board. In fact, in the second half, Benedictine has scored 22. 10 in the third quarter. And this one goes in and out, won't go. Rebound is on the floor, and Stork goes to the floor, and we're going to get a foul call. Let's see where this is going to go. This is going to be on Genesis. So what is that, her second? Genesis with her second foul. Brueggemann will come off the court. And Benedictine has rotated back in the starting, no, for the starting five. They still have Carmen out there, giving them that size in the middle. And now the official's coming up and talking to Carmen and to Genesis, just having a little chat with him. I mean, I think he's wanting to let them know that playing is one thing, and all that contact is probably not going that well. Looking up at the scoreboard, that is the 5th team foul. But is that a shooting foul? Okay. So here we go. It was not a shooting foul. It is the 15th foul. So Benedictine, for the last 2:15 of the game, is going to be coming to the free throw line. Putting it into the baseline. It'll come in underneath the rim, and a shot will not go in. It's going to be knocked away, and we're going to have a foul. Whistle is going to be on Natalia Russell. Coming to the free throw line for Benedictine, Nicole Stork. Nicole has, I've got her for 4 points tonight and 0 for 1 at the free throw line. Sends this one high and up and hits the back of the rim and caroms back out. It is not going to go in. One more shot coming up for Stork. Nicole looks over the second one. Big deep knee bend. Second one is up. Rolling out. No good. Rebound's going to be saved in. And Josie is there for the putback. Josie Weiser came with a big smile as everybody for Grayson had hustled after the rebound. And when it was kind of kicked back into the floor, Josie was standing right there. Here's a three on the other end. Nope. Rebound at BC. Coming up with it is going to be Nicholson to Dubert. Back to Nicholson. Some intense full court pressure applied here by Graceland. But the Ravens come into the forward court with a minute 40 left in the game. Here's Josie up and in. That was classic textbook play at the baseline, turning the body, putting it between herself and the defender. Josie hits the bucket and it missed on the other end quickly. Dubert will run into the forward court. We're down to a minute 20 to go in the ball game. Benedictine now leading it by 13. And again, you got Dubert. Right now, she's just kind of holding the ball securely. That little time runoff comes to Stork on top, swings it over to Josie in front of the Raven bench. Josie lobs it, Carmen. She wanted the ball, goes back left side, shot clock 8, baseline 3, no. Rebound tipped around, Genesis had it, lost it, and that's because Josie fouled her. So the foul is going to be on Weiser. It'll be her third. It'll be Benedictine's fifth, and as a result, we go to the other end of the floor, and it will be free throws coming up for Graceland. Yellow Jackets coming to the line. Genesis going to stand up there. First one puts it right in. So Genesis hits the first of two. She is a 52% free throw shooter on the season. And as I say that, the second one is not going to go in. So she is 2 of 4 at the free throw line, right about where you expect her to be. We're now a minute to go in the game. Lady Ravens with the basketball leading at 70-58. Over to the left side, it's going to go to Stork. Ravens just looking to play a little keep away. Nicole starts baseline, kicks it down low. Josie deep in the corner. Long cross-court pass. Kennedy shot blocked out of bounds. Kennedy loaded up and was going to cut loose to that three from deep in the right corner. And the defender gets over there, rejects the shot, but it'll go out of bounds back to Benedictine. But only 4 on the shot clock now for the Lady Ravens. 38 seconds left in the game. BC by a dozen. It'll come in from underneath. Stork with the end! Stork gets the bucket, and that was a very, very good inbound pass from Lauren Dubert. 35 seconds left. Benedictine watches Kimani Freeman bring it up. Topside Genesis. She'll hand it back over to the left. Kicked it to Sophia. Back to Genesis. Travels. Yeah. A little hip hop, skip, jump. Kind of a step on the right side of the lane. And the shot clock is off. And they're going to walk it up the floor. And Benedictine will not have to put the ball up. Dubert will walk it across. And that's going to do it. They're going to let this thing wind down. Final score this evening in the ladies' game from Lamoni, Iowa. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 72, Graceland 58, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, on the air at 93.7 FM, online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Well, the guys' teams are out of the court warming up the second half of our college hoops doubleheader, getting set to get underway, and we'll be back here with that in about 18 minutes. So it looks like we're a couple, 3 minutes early, which is never a bad thing. Also never a bad thing, a nice performance by the Benedictine Lady Ravens this evening, who come away with a 72-58 road victory. For Graceland, wow, Kamani Freeman had a huge game, 21 points to lead her team, in fact, leading all scorers. Sophia Rodriguez had a dozen. Genesis Alicorn, who was the difference maker tonight, 8 points, six for Natalia Russell and for Camille Marino, and then three for Audrey Walker-Henry, the last two for Maxine Mpofo. For Benedictine, how about Kennedy Nicholson? 15 points tonight. She went 4 of 8 from three-point range, and again, 15 for her. Josie Weiser had a dozen. It was Lauren Dubert, 11, 9 today for Riley Brueggemann. Carmen Morales with 8, 6 each for Jennifer Jacobs and Nicole Stewart. Riley Wade, 3. Michaela Bauman with the other 2 points for Benedictine. So the Lady Ravens with that W, well, they're going to improve to 16-4 in the season, and they are now 13-3 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Grayson is 7-14, 5-12. Don't go far. Matter of fact, don't go anywhere. Stay right where you're at. We'll be back to bring you the men's game here very shortly. Benedictine and Grayson here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference men's college basketball coming up next. Final score once more in the ladies' game. Lady Ravens winning it 72-58. Right now, though, we're going to kick it back to our man Joseph. He's in the Care Sports studio. We're going to be back here in about 16 minutes. All right. Welcome back again to Lamoni, Iowa. Guys, teams out of the court warming up. We'll have that game coming up shortly, but right now, Ken Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens with his coach. Congratulations, man. It's never easy on the road. These girls fought.
They did. They did, right? You know, they didn't go away at all. You know, turned up the heat on us there in the second half and made an interesting game, that's for sure.
No question about it, but I love the way that your girls responded. There was a lot of banging around in this one. You know, some basketball games are a little more finesse and some are a little more contact. This one I felt a little more contact.
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, the last two we played have been a lot of contact, you know, so be able to play through that. You know, sometimes the refs are going to call, sometimes they don't. So we need to be able to adjust and be ready for that. But, yeah, I was pleased with the fact we made some plays down the stretch. We got some good out-of-bounds play execution, helped us get some buckets and maintain our lead there down the stretch.
You had to use a lot of the bench, but you're kind of a deep bench kind of a guy anyway. You know, some teams are 7, 8 deep, but you're 10, 11, 12.
Yeah. It's nice to have that depth for sure. You know, we're missing Riley Rodinghouse tonight. Hopefully she'll be ready to go Saturday, but Riley Wade stepped up for us tonight and played a lot of minutes for us in the post. And, Hattie's been out there, and Michaela and all them been helping us as well in the wing spot. So, it's nice to have a lot of depth, and that's kind of always been our thing, to be able to rotate quite a few players in and out.
Kennedy Nicholson continues to have a fantastic senior season. I mean, you got so many seniors on this team, but you know, half a dozen seniors altogether, but Kennedy having a big year, and you know, her career point number continues to climb.
Yeah, she's getting close to 1,000. I think we're looking at that, you know. Tonight she was hitting the three, had a big three for us again late in the game to kind of give us that cushion back again. And she's found her stroke, and you know, she's also adding a little up fake drive. You know, the teams know she can shoot it, but she's added that up fake penetration attack mode too, which is nice to see. And just a great leader and, plays solid defense all the time. And it's great to see, you know, her, like you said, and all of our seniors are playing great in their senior year.
Yeah, and Well, you know what you get with the seniors. You know what you've got. You've had them here for a while, but you got new players coming in. And for me, Carmen has been not only really good player for you, she has been a steadily improving player, and she gives you a presence in the post that that is nice to have because she's got size.
Yeah, she does. You know, 6'3" and strong. You know, so not a lot of teams in our league have that kind of size. So, yeah, she, like you said, she's just getting used to the game here in the United States and become more and more physical and just learning how to finish through traffic with a lot of people hanging on you, which seems to be the case all the time. So being able to put that ball in the hole. But, yeah, she definitely gives you a presence and blocks shots and rebounds the basketball for us. It's nice to have her as a freshman and expect to see her continue to grow and develop.
January is in the books, Coach, and now you go to February. And, you know, the road it continues to be hard because you don't have – what, 9 games left or something, and probably like 3 or something at home, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe 8-3. Yeah, I think that's what we got, 8-3.
And you're in the middle now of a long Iowa road streak.
Yes, we are. You know, we're fortunate the weather's nice right now up in Iowa. It could be worse. But, yeah, we came up here tonight. We got to get home quickly. We're going to, you know, get some food and get home. And then Friday we're back at it. We're driving up to Cedar Rapids, Iowa to go see Mount Mercy on Saturday, and then we're planning to stay in Des Moines on Saturday and Sunday and then play at Grandview on Monday night. So, yeah, long week together, but as I told them in the locker room, ladies, let's embrace this opportunity we have, you know, to all be hanging out together eating in restaurants and hanging out in hotels and, you know, being a team, being a family.
You know, these are the stories they're telling the grandkids about, right?
That's right. You know,
they don't understand that yet, but we do.
Yep, you're right. You know, they're making memories and don't forget about the scores of the games and all the games, but all the memories they have with each other. That's what sticks.
Coach, We appreciate it. Congratulations. That was a good one. And, yeah, we will be looking forward to 2 more before we get done with this Iowa trip.
Sounds good. Thank you, Tom.
You got it. Chad Folsom, head coach of the Lady Ravens, after a nice win on the road here tonight. And we'll be back. Guys game coming up here.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.